This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A federal judge in Brooklyn today released a document naming names in a widening political corruption scandal involving New York lawmakers. Former state senator Shirley Huntley, a Queens Democrat, recorded six state senators and a city councilman at her home last summer. Joining us to discuss the latest developments is WNYC's Anna Sale. Anna, what was the document that was unsealed today in Brooklyn Federal Court?
Well, what we got today was a partially redacted memo that describes the wire Shirley Huntley wore for the government, and as you said, it names names. Seven elected officials, all state senators except for one councilman, and two political operatives. These are people that, according to court documents, former state senator Huntley told federal investigators that she believed were involved in corruption, and she invited them to her house and recorded conversations with all nine of them over the course of last summer. But the government has acknowledged in court filings that the wire produced useful information for only three of the nine people.
All the lawmakers on the list released by U.S. District Court Judge Jack Weinstein are Democrats, correct? Are there any other patterns?
Most are from Queens, but some are from Brooklyn and the Bronx. My colleague Colby Hamilton and I were looking into this. Two of the names are state senators who've recently been indicted and other federal investigators. John Sampson of Brooklyn, who was just indicted this week for embezzling money and then trying to cover it up. And also Malcolm Smith of Queens, who you'll remember was indicted in the corruption case that alleges that he tried to buy a spot on the Republican ticket for mayor. Both Sampson and Smith are former leaders in the state Senate. Some of the other names are people who've been associated with other investigations. Councilman Reuben Wills of Queens used to work for Huntley, and he took the Fifth during an investigation by the New York Attorney General for missing charity funds. Other names, Senator Eric Adams and Ruth Hassel Thompson, they came up in investigations regarding the Aqueduct racetrack, which also involved John Sampson and Malcolm Smith. Other names are political consultants who've worked for Smith and Sampson.
To be clear, these elected officials we found out about today, they are not charged with any crimes, and they might never be, right?
Exactly. All we learned today is that their voices are on tape talking to Huntley. The government successfully petitioned the judge earlier today to block the release of descriptions as to what that useful information was that the wire caught.
Any reaction so far?
Well, Councilman Wills told reporters today that his attorney has talked to the feds and he's been assured he's not under federal investigation. And Senator James Sanders, I talked to him earlier, he now represents Huntley's Queens District. He said it's important to note that there's no context to the names that were released today.
If Senator Huntley was targeting those who have a history of misdeeds, then she did the public a service. But if she were simply trying to entrap people to get her own sentence reduced, then that is despicable. We don't know.
We also got a quick reaction from Governor Cuomo, and he threatened to act unilaterally in Albany to force anti-corruption measures if the legislature doesn't pass reforms. Otherwise, the Capitol was emptying out as these names came out, and we didn't get responses from many of the folks whose names were on the list.
That comment that you got from Senator Sanders, where he mentioned questioning whether she was simply trying to entrap people to get her own sentence reduced, this document is released a day before Judge Weinstein is to sentence her for embezzlement. What is she facing?
That's right. The government is seeking 18 to 24 months in jail, and that's the reason these names were released to begin with. It's part of Huntley's case that she has been cooperating with the government, that she has been working to bring in more people who've been involved in corruption in Albany. So that's why this was part of a pre-sentencing memo, part of her case that she should get a lenient sentence.
WNYC's Anna Sale. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.